The following BLTV program is brought to you by O'Flaherty Law. Please enjoy.
Welcome to Learn About Law. My name is Kevin O'Flaherty from O'Flaherty Law. I hope you find this video helpful. If you need some help, please feel free to call us at 463-888-9054. We offer free consultations in many areas of law, and we have several geographic locations for your convenience. We serve all of Indiana. We're also happy to meet with you and provide most legal services virtually without requiring you to leave your home. Enjoy the video.
Guardianship can also be appointed over an estate which includes the person's personal property and financial affairs. Furthermore, guardianship can cover the person and their estate. Second, I will explain how guardianship works in Indiana. A guardianship petition starts the legal guardianship process. A person must file a petition in a probate or guardianship court asking for someone who needs to be protected. Once filed, the court will schedule a hearing where each party will be heard. An independent person called guardian ad litem, G-A-L, will be appointed to the matter to evaluate the situation by speaking with every person involved, including the alleged disabled person, any physicians, the potential guardian, etc. Additionally, the GAL will collect information related to the guardianship and present their findings to the judge at the hearing. The court will decide whether the person can take care of their own financial affairs and mental well-being. If the court finds that the person cannot do those things on their own, then the court will appoint the petitioner as the person's guardian. Lastly, I will describe the difference between an emergency, limited, and permanent guardianship. An emergency guardianship is temporary, lasting for no longer than 60 days, but it can be ordered by a court without holding a hearing first. Limited guardianship allows the probate court to appoint a guardian for over the part of the person's life where the person is incompetent and has a need. Examples of this would be guardianship over only medical decisions, only the placement of the person, or only over behavioral plans. This is the most favored type of guardianship and is utilized when possible. To establish permanent guardianship, the parties must have a hearing first. If the judge rules in favor of guardianship, then it will last as long as it is needed. Well, that's all for this video. Thanks for watching. To learn more, check out the article linked below. Be sure to leave any questions you have in the comment section and subscribe for more legal news daily.
Hello again, this is Kevin O'Flaherty from O'Flaherty Law. I hope you enjoyed the video and podcast. If you did, we'd love it if you'd subscribe to our channel. If you need legal help in this or any other area of law, please do not hesitate to reach out to schedule a consultation. Most consultations are free and can be conducted remotely if you'd like. Please email us, book online, or call us at 463-888-9054. We have many locations for your convenience and we serve all of Indiana. Thanks again for watching.